today taking the pulse, Tyler Gillis from the Quad City Mallards. The cool part about this is we're actually sitting in Modern Woodman Park at our Pinewood Derby. and as we speak, it's going on. But we're here to promote Scout Night with the Mallards, March 14th. Lots of cool stuff going on, happening in about a week or so, a little less than a week. But Tyler, thanks for coming on today.
Yeah, no problem. I've been working with Ian and Andy for about the past 3 years now with Scout Nights that we've put on at the iWireless Center for the Quad City Mallard Games. And this one is kind of unique because for the first time ever, we are giving away custom neckerchief slides that have the MADMO logo on there, and they say Scout Night, so any scout in attendance will receive one of those, along with all the other great benefits that we always have. Chance to go on the ice to pick up Chuck-a-pucks, take pictures with Mo Mallards, and again, the kickback that we throw back to the Iloa Council for all the tickets out. So it's an amazing night. We're coming off a lot of momentum from the last one that we had on November 22nd, where we had our highest scout night ever. We had 1,308 tickets out.
And just so you know, Andy and I talked about this not too long ago, but that was the largest gathering of scouts in the Iloa Council in 2014.
Really?
Yeah. 1,308 families, scouts.
And that's actually bigger than Halt Weekend. And that's two different sessions.
And that's usually a big event. So Scout Night at the Mallards killed it last year.
Yeah. Hey, we're hoping to do somewhere around those numbers again. We would love to break it, and we love our Scout Nights because again, it brings the families out. It gets the scouts out to enjoy some great hockey. And I don't know if you guys remember that game, but some fun facts about it was the first time our owner was in town last year, and since we switched leagues into the ECHL, it was the first time the ECHL commissioner came to a Quad City Mallards game, and they were blown away, impressed that we got all the scouts out, and then it was, I want to say it was a 3-2 Mallards victory.
Mallards won.
They won.
Yeah.
Plus.
Big.
There was a huge fight.
Big fight.
And we were down pretty close to the ice, and there was a guy. Did he uppercut the other guy?
Yeah.
Whatever he did, he laid the guy out on the ice.
Yeah,
and
that was...
it was pretty awesome.
That was Benjamin Duidet Favelle. He's a Frenchman who right now is actually up in the AHL, so playing AAA hockey for the Iowa Wild. So we won't be seeing him fight, but maybe someone like Paxton LaRue or Anthony Collins or Mike Monfredo, they might drop him and have a round with someone from, I want to say we're playing the Wichita Thunder.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I was sitting next to Hillary from our office. She does the whole Muscatine area. And I've never heard her yell louder than when those guys got in that fight. She's a pretty quiet person, yet when apparently just pure violence gets her excited enough to scream at the...
But let's talk about the Mallards. How are they doing?
We're having another fantastic season underneath Terry Ruskowski, who is our coach for 3 years now. We're in second place, but we are in a dogfight right now. Mm-hmm. So there's 4 points separating us from being in second place and being in fifth place and out of playoff contention.
My gosh, so that's tight.
Every game counts from here on out.
That's really tight.
And the teams below us are Tulsa Oilers and the Wichita Thunder, who, mm-hmm. like we said earlier, will be playing on Saturday night, and then the Rapid City Rush. So
every game.
Yeah.
It's meaningful now. I mean, all the way through. I mean, when things are that close and you're that thin of a spread, every game's meaningful.
And we're talking even those overtime loss points mean something.
Yeah.
Where you can get a point for that overtime loss. I mean, any point matters. So it's a ton of fun being in that kind of environment because you're almost sitting on pins and needles.
Yeah.
As a fan, as an employee for the Mallards, I go out there and I watch them, and it's like, come on. We need these points.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that a little bit. How long have you been with the Mallards, and where did you go to school, and how did you get into the whole minor league sports scene?
Sure. So I moved down to the Quad Cities in 2010. I accepted a baseball scholarship to St. Ambrose University, and never knew anything about hockey, but needed an internship to finish up my degree, and decided to apply for one with the Quad City Mallards. And coincidentally, the consulting group that they had at the time said that they shouldn't hire me because I was 5 minutes late because I got stopped by a train. So they were upset, but I got a call back from one of the account executives about a week later. They needed some help at a game. I went in, and they brought me on as a full-time intern. And then 3 months later, hired me on as an account executive. So really started out not knowing a thing about hockey because I was a baseball guy.
Right.
And started studying the game and became a student of the game, and found out that it's an awesome game. I mean, there's action for 20 minutes, and then you get a 20-minute break.
Right.
And then you get another action for 20 minutes, and then a 20-minute break.
Right.
And then the fights, the goals, and the atmosphere that we have at the iWireless Center and other arenas around the league are just so fantastic for families and stuff like that, that it's an amazing sport to work for.
Well, I know that the last time, at the last scout night, there's a lot of stuff going on during the game. And you guys do a really good job with including the groups that are there, representing them, making sure they're recognized. And there's a lot of cool stuff that you guys do.
Yeah, and I got to give credit to the operations guys that we have. Dan Beauchamp's here at the at Modern Woodman with me for the Pinewood Derby that we're at here doing this. And he's over with Mo Mallard taking pictures. But him and his crew do such a great job of getting our last-minute announcements in. I mean, sometimes our sales guys, we get stuff night of, and somehow the PA announcer and Dan can always squeeze everything in, and they do a fantastic job.
They get it in.
And then, again, Terry and the players – and the hockey ops guys do a great job of putting a good product out on the ice, keeping people healthy, and going from there. So playoff team the last 2 years, and Terry's MO has always been a late push in March, and we're already well on our way. We got a split this weekend with the Allen Americans, who are the first place team. So two out of possible 4 points. We would have liked to win both of them, but The boys played extremely hard, and Terry had them coached up the way we needed him to.
Cool. Good deal. Well, hey.
So, Tyler, where are you from originally?
I am originally from Rockford, Illinois. So,
oh, wow.
Kind of interesting story about that is when the Mallards were in the UHL, the Rockford IceHogs were also. So,
and that was like their were
biggest
one
rivals.
Yeah.
Biggest rivals. And
that was when, like, the Mallards were the Mallards.
Yeah.
I mean, because you didn't have to ask people to go to the Mallards game. They were already going to the Mallards game.
Yep. That's when we strung together the 650 win seasons in a row, which, if you didn't know, the only hockey team in professional hockey history to win 50 games in six consecutive seasons.
I
so
didn't
we
know that.
We do have a plaque in the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Wow.
So a little bit of information.
Yeah.
But I grew up being an IceHogs fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember booing Mallards, Mallards team and fans as they were coming out onto the ice back at the Metro Center when I was 13, 14 years old.
That's funny.
Just because I didn't know who they were, and I knew they were rivals and just booing whoever. So now when I go back home, I'll tell some of my buddies who I work for or what I do, and they call me a traitor and stuff like that.
That would be so, like if you grew up in Wrigleyville and now you work for the Cardinals. I have a shelf in my apartment that's every bobblehead from that era of the Mallards. So, like, Kerry Toporowski.
Yep.
McFarlane.
Steve Gibson.
Yeah.
Farland, yeah.
Sergei Savagin.
I have the coach. I can't think of his name.
Coach McLean.
Yeah. I have his bobblehead, and there was one of Mo, and I have every bobblehead that they released at that time. There was the Galusha. I think it was Gary.
Yep, Gary Galusha.
Joe Dimmeline was the goalie.
Sure. And, you had I can't think of his name. He's a season ticket holder now. Filion. Marty Filion.
Yeah.
And a couple other greats come to games all the time. So it's awesome that back in the day, we had those guys, and they stayed around the Quad Cities because it's such a nice area. So we use them all the time. We lean on them to go to community events, come out and sign autographs and stuff like that. So,
this is a story I just thought of, and I don't know if I've even ever told Ian the story. When I was a senior in high school, I was the mascot at the Clinton High. And Clinton High got an invitation to send their mascot to the wedding of Mo Mallard. And the principal asked me if I would go down there. So I go down to the game, and it's like mascot night anyway. But in the first intermission, they have this wedding. They marry the two mascots.
Is that when we unveiled I'm a Duck? Was that the first
time? No, she had been around for a little bit.
Okay.
But then after that, she became I'm a Mallard Duck. They got married. And so I'm in the audience at this wedding. And then in the second intermission, all the mascots went back out and played hockey. With a ball and a goal. And we didn't have skates on. We were just on our tennis shoes. But I remember there was one point where, people stand in circles. I was standing in a circle because they brought back some people for the wedding. I was standing in a circle with Carrie Toporowski, Hugo Prue, and that McLean, who are all,
Coach McLean.
And Mo Mallard and, somebody else. We're all just in these costumes, the Chicago Cub or the Iowa Cub.
Yeah.
And we're all just chilling out in the basement there, all just still in these mascot costumes. And I still have the stick. They gave us all the stick.
Oh, sure.
From
That night, and I still have it.
And we don't know where we have theories on where that I'm a Duck.
There's a couple theories where that mascot costume is.
Because we came in, and the reason that we know, we had this conversation a while ago, is because we used Mo in our popcorn video, promotional video. And you asked about that. I don't remember I'm a Duck at all. Even a little, I don't remember her, but...
She didn't have a long tenure.
Okay.
She wasn't around very long.
It was 2 to 4 years, maybe less.
That costume is not in the iWireless
Center.
Confirmed that it's not there.
It's not in the iWireless Center. There's speculation that it's at the Putnam Museum.
Oh!
In the basement of the Putnam Museum.
In the basement of the Putnam Museum.
Next to the mummy sarcophagus.
Yeah. But, isn't that funny that they're just, their lore has become over these old mascot costumes.
So.
Well, awesome. All right, Tyler, we've got every interview that we do, we have three questions for our guests. And the first question is, what is your favorite current TV show?
My favorite current TV show is probably White Collar. It's on USA.
Yeah.
Aside from sports games.
Right.
That's what I watch. If basketball's not on, or football, or baseball, or even a hockey game, it would be White Collar. I think it's starring Matt Bonner. It's about con man.
Yeah,
it's a con man where he's on a work release with the FBI, and
they're using his skills to catch other
catch other bad guys.
Yeah.
So
I've never been I would watch a show if they sold it that way, but there's the previews I see, and I'm like, eh. If you had been what's White Collar, I've been like a Law and Order kind of show, a legal procedural.
Not exactly, nope.
Little more exciting. they kind of work around the law a lot, where they'll have Neil Caffrey, he's the lead, and they'll have him use his skills to trick people or con people into thinking they're doing something right and stuff like that. So.
Well, you sold me at working around the law.
Andy's a
I
big
love
fan
stuff
of that.
Like that. So our second question is, if you could have your dream job, you could start all over again, and you could have your dream job, what would you do?
Anything. So this question, now, I think about it every time I buy a Powerball ticket, and the answer I always have is I would go back to baseball, and I would want to be a groundskeeper of a field that we had, probably three fields where we could host high school, college, maybe even some little league tournaments, and I'd want to help out with the sales side of stuff, because I am in sales now, and I love it, and maybe getting corporate sponsors. But at the same time, when I was in college at an internship, Since I played baseball, I did one with the Bandits where I was working on the field and cutting grass and just making sure the mounds were level and the bases were the way they needed to be and keeping everything ship shape. And I absolutely loved it. It would be total dream job. Own a complex with about three immaculate baseball fields. A, I would move to the South. I can play year round.
Nice, really, yeah.
And just kind of be involved in a lot of things, like I said, sales, field crew, stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
That's awesome.
So, like, I've heard that, like, at a baseball diamond, the dirt at the pitcher mound and the dirt at home plate and like the dirt in the on the baseline is all different types of dirt.
Yeah. I mean, your pitcher mound, you're talking more of a clay surface where you can pack it down a little more. It's gonna be sturdier. And then around the bases and at home, you have more of a field conditioner, is what they call it, or turfus, that you can rake out and stuff like that. Since you have more foot traffic going through there than on a pitcher mound or at home plate. So, it's pretty interesting stuff.
That's really attainable. That's really something that, I mean, seriously, you could absolutely.
Yeah,
could, that
yeah
is
definitely.
A cool, that's a really cool goal. And having people there playing on the fields that you procured, made how you wanted it to be, enjoying that.
Of course. I mean, and then I could be outside. If I didn't want to be in the office, or I could be doing the office game at the same time.
Right.
I mean, because my job with the Mallards has taught me that I love dealing with people. I've always been a talker, and I have a great time selling entertainment because that's what we're lucky enough to get to sell, and it's fun. Inviting people out to the Mallards games and watching them leave with a smile.
Right.
Watching them leave after a great game like we had on November 22nd, where 3-2 win with a fight. I mean, these kids and families are walking out of here chanting, "Go Mallards, go."
Yeah, I know.
And
my son still
it's
does.
A blast.
He's 3. Let's go Mallards. He'll still start that up once in a while. It's great.
Well, I mean, we walked into a restaurant, Bad Boys Pizza, after the game on Friday. And it was just a fluke, but they're one of our sponsors, and one of their bartenders just rang a cowbell, and everyone in the bar started chanting Mallards. And I mean, it was a great victory on Friday.
Yeah.
We scored the game-winning goal with 12.8 seconds left.
Wow!
So it was an absolute blast, and the crowd.
Wow.
It was in front of 6,300 fans. It was our union night, and the crowd was just absolutely rocking, and the local bars and restaurants after the game saw that, and you saw that those fans they want to keep coming back.
That's right.
And we're getting them back to where we can get in the heydays where we're averaging 8,000 fans.
Right.
So we're making a push for it, and we're turning everything around with the ownership group and everything that we have in play right now. It's working out really well.
Well, I think definitely going in the right direction.
Yeah.
You know, a couple years ago, they weren't sure what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Everything was kind of up in the air. But now I think things are really, like you said, you're really gaining momentum,
and
which is awesome to see.
And that's kind of what Bob McNamara, our team president, has instilled. I mean, we're kind of the new regime is what we call ourselves. We've all been here for about 3 years.
Right.
Terry, Bob, myself, my boss, Zach, Dan, and the ownership group, Boston Pizza. We've all been here, and we're moving in the direction that we need to be moving in to get the Mallards back to their former glory.
That's right. All right.
Well,
last question.
If you can meet anybody and have a meal with them, who are you going to meet and what are you going to eat?
Anybody.
It could be dead, alive, fictional.
Oh, that's such a tough question. And I have a bunch of people that I would love to sit down and have a dinner with, but I was a diehard Packer fan growing up, and I think it's tough now.
To be a Packer fan?
No. Well, after the NFC Championship game, it wasn't easy. But I think I would want to sit down and probably just go to a bar and have a burger and chat with Brett Favre for hours.
He seems like the kind of guy that you could totally do that with.
Yeah.
You know, just totally relaxed.
Just hang out.
Yeah.
Eat a meal. We wouldn't even have to talk football. I bet you we could figure out
right
100 other topics to talk about.
That's right.
But he always seemed like that down to earth, that people
yep.
that people's quarterback.
Yep.
Just wants to play football, retire, play football again, retire again, and then play football one more time,
but, mm-hmm.
and then
so
retire to his ranch.
Though,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He just has that competitive drive like no one else, and I really think that's what set him apart. He didn't have the best arm in the NFL. He didn't have the best accuracy, but he
no.
had that drive that no one was going to beat him.
Well, and just the sheer fact of his most impressive record of the consecutive starts
yes.
in a row.
Yep.
Like, oh my gosh, like I said, want to ask him, A, he got lucky a couple times where he'd injure something and then coincidentally we'd be on a bye.
Just in time.
Yeah, where he'd have just enough time to heal up. But it's so impressive. And like I said, playing college baseball, I only sat out 7 innings of all 4 years of college.
Yeah.
And even that one game that I missed, it makes you appreciate what those iron men of sports are
right.
able to do, like Cal Ripken
yep.
or Brett Favre and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So, being a Packer fan, I'd have to say
that'd
Brett Favre.
That'd be cool. That'd be awesome. All right, Tyler. Well, thank you so much for taking time with us today. Thank you for bringing Mo down to the Pinewood Derby. I think it was a great little promotion that we got going on. Scout Night with the Mallards, March 14th.
Hey, Ian, thanks for having us on. And
yeah.
we love coming to Modern Woodman with Mo Mallard, especially when we don't even see Rascal around.
He was invited. They couldn't get him.
Well,
so
we are really excited about this game.
Oh, absolutely.
So.
Awesome. We are, too. Again, like I said, it's got playoff implications on
mm-hmm.
it. It's going to be important. And then with the neckerchief slide, I was a little nervous.
So cool.
I was a little nervous ordering them because we'd always done patches. But I was tired of ordering the patches and then not seeing them on the kids.
Right.
And hearing from...
It was totally your idea, and it was a brilliant idea. And when you pitched it to Andy and I, were like, yeah, awesome. Because they could put it on right away. And you could see it right away.
Yeah.
And then the cool thing was is that we didn't have to drive that. It was totally
yeah.
you guys' idea to come up with that. And it was brilliant. It's great. I can't wait to see them.
They turned out absolutely fantastic. I was nervous. I just never ordered one of them before.
Yeah.
I never designed one before.
Well, as far as we know, this is a first for any type of minor league or professional
yeah.
thing. As far as we know.
As far as
really?
We know.
As
far
this
as
is
as
the first.
Yep.
So this is really a piece of Boy Scout memorabilia.
That some people might want.
As far as
absolutely.
We know. As far as we know.
Yep.
So.
That's awesome. I mean, I ordered extras. I ordered extras more than I usually order, knowing that some of the adults, some of the parents might want one.
They will.
And,
yep.
and again, if I have extras, we'll get rid of them. We don't like holding on to that stuff because
right.
I like getting new stuff each
yep.
year. And
yep.
if it is a first, like, hey, we're excited to we're excited to be the first ones to do something like this. Again, Ian and Andy from the Aloha Council have been so great working with us, where Dan and I will come up with a list of ideas before we go into our meetings, and we just say, hey, this is what we want to try and do. And they're like, well, we can definitely do this, 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 and this. So let's go out and do it. And they always come up with ideas also. So.
Yeah, we've really enjoyed our working relationship with you guys, and hopefully we can continue that on for years to come. But, you know, putting the people in the seats, that's what we want to try to get for you guys.
Perfect.
You guys got a lot of cool stuff going on, and we don't want to miss out on something like that as far as the Scouts go and their families. So.
Yep. And I know this one goes out to the Catan District, and we haven't had a pizza party.
Oh,
a pizza party
challenge.
From the Catan District
challenge.
Yet. So Pac 515 from Clinton won 2 games ago, and then the most recent game in November was won by Pac 308.
Mm-hmm. Out of Saucony.
Yeah. Out of Saucanock.
Yeah.
So
it's
we
our
would,
turn.
We Catan. Would love to get a Catan
Come
pizza
on,
party.
Guys.
So again, the group that brings out the most the most most tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That can be extended family.
Right.
That could be randoms off the street.
We know that Ryan Yoder is listening to this, and he has a unit that could potentially bring that many people up.
Yeah, you're gonna need it. It usually ends up being about 95, 96 tickets. So it's a big number, but I know Catan's up to the challenge.
All right, let's do it,
Tyler. Thank you very much for being our guest today. We're really excited about the game, and we'll see you Thursday night at our dinner.
Yes.
So
yeah. Dan and I will swing by.
Right. No problem, brother. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot.